hope you enjoy this message from Eastside C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
When we read the New Testament, it reveals to us three things really, right? Who God is and his plan of salvation, who we were, as Paul says, in time past, but what it really reveals to us is who we are right now in Christ Jesus. And when you got born again, when you prayed a prayer and asked Jesus to come into your life and forgive you, he actually did that. And the Spirit of God comes to live on the inside of you, and the Bible calls this being born again. Born again. Now, when you got born again, you got a brand new identity. You're not the same person you used to be. And so, how many, you know, I've been watching those, Jason Bourne things on TV. Yeah, Bourne Identity, yeah. Those movies were on TV just recently again. And, they're awesome movies. But the thing about Jason Bourne is that he has amnesia and he's lost his identity. He doesn't know who he is. Right? And I think when we get born again, we come into this brand new life and we don't really know who we are. And we need to begin to have a renewed mind and begin to think differently about who we are, because the Bible says and God says we are so much different to the way we think we are. And we need to begin to renew our minds, because God's and on the movie theme. How many remember The Lion King from the 90s? Probably, yeah, real favourite, that one. But you know the story, Scar, the evil uncle, has killed Mufasa, the king, and he has taken over the kingdom, and it's really bad. And Simba, who is the rightful heir to the throne, has fled into the jungle. But then Simba has an encounter with his father, who is in heaven. A lot of stuff in here, symbolism. Mufasa, his father, appears to him. They have a conversation. And at the end of that conversation, Mufasa says to Simba, "Simba, you've forgotten who you are. You've forgotten who you are." And so I think for us as believers, sometimes the pressure of life, stuff that goes on in the world, we can actually begin to forget who we are. And we need to be reminded constantly that we need to renew our thinking to think in line with who God says we are. And for some of us, you know, we're just beginning this journey, so we're going to actually find out who we are. But for some of us, we need to remember who we are, what God says about us. Now, last week, Paul talked about Gideon. And so I just want to touch on this guy again. In the Bible, I mean, Gideon, this guy, what's happened is that the Midianites, who are the enemy, have attacked Israel and taken it over. And so Gideon is hiding in a wine press from the Midianites, trying to thresh grain, because they are an oppressive army. They've taken over all the vineyards. The reason he's hiding in the wine press is that nobody's going to go looking for him there, because no wine is being made, because the Midianites have taken over all the vineyards. And here's the story. It says this. It says, "Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon," here he is, "the son of Joash, was threshing wheat, at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, 'Mighty hero, the Lord is with you.'" Some translations say, "mighty warrior." Let me tell you, he is not that. He is hiding in the threshing floor from the Midianites, fearful of everything. But as Paul said last week, God sees something in this guy and he speaks over him. God sees Gideon entirely differently to the way Gideon sees Gideon. He sees himself as a hopeless loser, this low self-esteem, and God comes and prophesies something else over him, just like he does to you and I. Because we're like Gideon. And here's his response. "Sir," Gideon replied, and then he starts to whinge. He says, if the Lord was with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt, but now, look at this, the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. And notice, and here, as Paul said last week, this is, although it says an angel, this is Jesus incarnate. I haven't got time to prove that from the Bible, but this is him appearing. And so he says, the Lord doesn't even hear, says the Lord. The Lord said to him, he doesn't even listen to all that unbelief, all that whining, all that stuff. Just ignores it. God doesn't hear unbelief. It goes into heaven's waste paper basket. He responds to faith. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites I'm sending you. So God's seeing Gideon a whole lot different to the way Gideon sees Gideon. And that's God's trouble. Not really trouble, but his issue, his problem with you and I. He sees our potential. He sees us. He prophesies to our potential. But now he's got to get us to believe about us what he sees in us and have our mind renewed to be able to think that way. Because you've got a new identity now. You've been born again. You're not that same old person. Although some days you think you are. Some days that flesh comes up again. But that's all good. But you're not who you used to be. But he says this, but Lord, and here's his low self-esteem. Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I'm the least in my family. And here's the million-dollar answer. The Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. So here's the deal. We're Gideon, you know. And God comes to us and he says, you're an awesome person. I have a great destiny and a future for you. And we're like, oh, really? It doesn't feel like it. Doesn't look like it. Oh. But we need to renew our thinking and begin to see ourselves the way God sees us. He sees us way different to the way we see ourselves. And it's our limited thinking that stops us from experiencing all that he has. We've got to allow the Bible to renew our mind to think a different way. I specifically asked Steve to, wasn't that worship awesome this morning? Oh my gosh, come on. And I specifically asked Steve if we could do that song at the end because I love that God is so good, the fact that he is that, but those declarations that we sing, I am blessed, I am healed, I am favoured, all of these things, this is our position in Christ. For it to become a reality, we've got to change our thinking, begin to believe it and walk in it. And that begins by sometimes just declaring it, even when our head's saying, what? And so I love that so much. So it's about speaking it and getting it in our, not just singing words into the air, but getting it into our heart, having our mind renewed. So we begin to think the way God thinks, the way he sees us. Not what the world says we are, not what the devil says we are, not what our own low self-esteem says we are, but what God says we are. Amazing, and begin to think differently. So right through the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, he's constantly reminding us of this. He uses this phrase, I love this, he says, you once were, over and over again. And talking to the letters of in the churches, he says, you once were this, but now you are this. You once were in darkness, but now you are in the light. You once were afar off, but now you've been brought near by the blood of Jesus. And he's trying to get through to them. They've got a new identity now. They've been born again. They've got to come out of that old thinking. Old systems of thinking governed by the world and our culture and the way we were brought up and step into a new way of thinking. The Bible calls it a new and living way of thinking differently now about who we are and what God declares over us and agreeing with him and lining up our thinking with him. This is a process, of course. And you think, man, that sounds like it. But listen, you know, we may not have it all together, but we're on our way and we've been brought out. We've been born again. We've got a new destiny. Amazing. You were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. Peter says, once were. And the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what you think about becomes the driving force of your life. You think differently, like those old patterns, that's what you will be. Even though you are born again, God has a higher level of life for us. Come where you need to come on up by changing. First thing, change our thinking. See yourself the way God thinks you. That's difficult because God sees you entirely different. He sees you in a whole better light than the way you do. And that's only because of Jesus, of course. So amazing. So just a few real simple things this morning about who God says we are. Christianity 101, basic stuff, but really good. There are so many things, but I've just picked out some here. First thing, God says that we are his children. Yeah, it's a given. John 1:12. But to all who believed him and accepted him. Now, if that's you this morning, if you've believed in Jesus and accepted his forgiveness, he gave the right to become the what? The children of God. So if that's you this morning, you're a child of God. Now, that can get lost in all the, you know, cliches and Christianese, we talk and all that, but you think about the reality of that. You are a child of God. Incredible. Now, that's the revelation that Jesus brought to the earth, that he is, God is our Father. The Pharisees and the religious leaders of the day couldn't cope with that. But that's the revelation. He brought God as your Father. And here's the thing. I look at people with their kids, and God comes along and Jesus says this about the Father. He says, you being evil, not that you are, but in comparison to God, you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to those that ask him? He's an awesome Father. He's a good Father. And we're his children. Amazing. I remember sitting as a young guy searching, but not really knowing I was searching, and sitting on the hill at Burley Heads and on the Gold Coast, and in my early 20s, and someone had given me one of those new blue New Testament Gideon Bibles. Gideon, you know the wee things? And they were the old King James, so they were quite, oh, you've got one there. Awesome, Janet. Yep, that's it. And you know, it's a weird, the superstitions you have, you know, like I thought that if I kept that Bible in my pack as I travelled around, you know, I'd be okay. I had no living relationship with the Lord, but I just had this idea, forgot the holy book there, you know, it's sort of like a magic charm. But anyway, the guy that gave it to me, I said to him, oh, yeah, you're sure? He says, you know, they were handing them out. I said, yeah, sure. I said, where's all the stuff about the end of the world? He said, the book of Revelation. I said, okay. And it was the old King James, so there's all the these and thous in there. It's confusing enough without that. It's confusing enough in the Message Bible without reading it in that. And so I didn't understand a word. I thought I wanted to find out how the world ended. Read a couple of, wow, that's weird. But I remember one day, and I was just sitting there waiting, and I pulled it out, and I just randomly opened it up, and it fell open at the book to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 26. Here's that verse. It says, for you are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, the old King James puts it this way. It says, ye are sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I remember thinking, the weird things you think on the journey when you're not saved yet, but you're on your way, the weird things that you think. And I remember thinking, man, what a cool thing to be able to be a son of God. But my thinking didn't go beyond that. But we're the children of God. Phenomenal. Let's not take these things for granted. Sometimes it becomes almost ho-hum, you know. And look at this, Galatians 4:4, love this. For when the right time came, God sent a son born of a woman subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. But now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. So you have this inheritance as well. But just go back, please look that. It says there, because we are his children, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, promised to cry, Abba, Father. This really came alive to me last year. Where we were staying in Jerusalem was Nachalot, which is a suburb in the middle, and there's a little park there nearby. Now, they call it a park. We would call it a dust bowl. But anyway, I'm walking through the park one day, and here's this Jewish guy wearing all the gear, the rabbi stuff, and his kids are running along up behind him, and they're yelling out, Abba, 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 like kids here would yell out, Daddy. These wee kids yelling at Abba, and I thought, wow, because Abba is a Hebrew word. There's no Greek and there's no English translation. The closest we can get is Daddy, but it's more than that. And I heard these wee kids yelling out Abba to their father, and I thought, wow, he really is our father. He's that close. He loves us, and he's good, and he's amazing. He's not a far-off, distant, harsh God. I think Paul said last week he's a smiling God. Smiling at us. Wow, amazing. So we're his children. Basic stuff, but good to hear, right? Remind yourself, I'm his child. And amazing. Second thing, what else does he say we are? God says that we are a brand new person. Again, basic stuff, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that means you got born again. You asked him to come into your life. He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I love the NLT here. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has become. So you're a brand new person. Now the word new here, the Greek word is the word kainos, and it means brand new, never been seen before, unprecedented. In fact, one translation says, a brand new species of being never been seen before on planet Earth. So, yeah, look at the person beside you and think, wow, you're a different species, you know. But that's the reality of what's happened. You're a brand new person. You're not that same old person back there, baby. You got born again. You got a new identity. God sees you entirely differently. You're connected to the creator of the universe. He's your father. That changes your perspective, changes your thinking. When problems come, when difficulties come, it changes your mindset. We've got to change our thinking. Think differently about who God says we are. Now, the devil will challenge this. Of course he will. He doesn't want you getting your new identity, knowing who you are, walking in everything that Jesus has done for you. So he will challenge that. He did this with Jesus. Look at this. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. There he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. I laugh at this every time. And Jesus ate nothing until that time and became very hungry. No kidding. Then the devil said to him, look at this, if you are the Son of God, change the stone into a loaf of bread. See, he comes to challenge Jesus' identity. If you're really born again, why are you still doing that? If you're really born again, why are you still struggling with this issue? If you're really born again, how come you've still got this addiction? All these things. He comes to challenge who you are. And it's not about, and it's till you get the reality of who you are that you begin to overcome some of those things. It's at your very core. It's not about your behavior. It's about changing the reality of who you are, and out of that will come right living. But getting one before the other doesn't work. We need to know who we are. It'll get challenged. You'll have those thoughts. We've got to renew our mind to the Word of God, begin to believe that we're a new creation and we're going somewhere to do something. What did I say? We're children of God. We're a brand new person. Number three, listen to this. We are overcomers. This is what God says about us. You go, who, me? I'm not that. Don't. Yeah, that's the Gideon response. He says, yes, you are. I see that in you. You can do this. I'm going to empower you. You can do all things because my son will strengthen you. It's possible. All things are possible. And so we're overcomers. Look at this, John 16:33. These things I've spoken to you, Jesus speaking, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Wow. Love this in the Amplified, look at this. I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you'll have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. That was this week. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome. For I have overcome the world. Look at this. I have deprived it of power to harm you. I have conquered it for you. Wow. And Jesus has conquered everything, and he empowers us to do the same. We are overcomers. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Like I continually say that, our faith there, it should be more correctly your faith, your individual personal faith is the power to overcome everything in this world. 1 John 4:4. You have God, little children, have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The greater one lives inside of you. How amazing is that? So we are overcomers. So as we begin to renew our thinking, because our old thinking says, I can't do that, I can't overcome that, this is too difficult, this is too hard. God says, yes, you can, you're an overcomer. My son has already overcome everything for you. So we need to begin to see ourselves differently. When you begin to see yourself as an overcomer, begin to think like an overcomer, you will find yourself overcoming. Amazing. So what are we? We are children of God. We are brand new people. We are overcomers. And Romans 8:37, Paul says we're conquerors. You see, he gives this long list of things in life. He says, yet in all these things, we are not just conquerors, more than conquerors through those that loved us. More than a conqueror. Because Jesus has conquered everything, you know that. Sin is conquered. Death is conquered. Poverty and sickness and all the curse is conquered. The devil's conquered. And he says, I've made you more than conquerors. So we've got to renew our thinking. And stop thinking like, I can't do that. You can do that. God sees you differently, way differently the way you do. And the last thing is, we reign in life. For it is by one man's offence death reigned through the one. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, well, look at this, reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus. We are supposed to reign in life, reign over the affairs of life, reign in every area. It's amazing. This is who we are. Ben, would you join me this morning? This is who we are. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is the new you. Not the old you, not the broken you, not the depressed you, not the sick you, but the new you. Recreated in Christ Jesus, born again. And we begin just need to begin to see ourselves the way God sees us. Begin to renew our thinking, to think entirely differently. Because he sees us way different than what we do. And it's by the renewing of the mind. Paul says, by the washing of water by the word of God. So as you're listening to messages, hearing preaching, and reading your Bible, that word is working in there. It's washing your mind. It's renewing your mind. And that's why it's so important to be in church, hearing the word of God, plugging in, being in a connect group and getting around the Bible and studying it. So awesome. And so this morning, I just wanted to, for some of us, it's just, we're on a journey. We've just been born again and we're just beginning to find out who we are, which is really exciting. But for some of us, the pressures of life, all that stuff, we've forgotten who we are and we've been pressed down by the circumstances of life, and it's just time sometimes to be reminded and rise up and say, that's not who I am. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm going to reign in this life because of what Jesus did for me.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.